In the course of just a couple days, Senate Democrats managed to change the focus of an already contentious budget debate. And they did it, knowing full well that Assembly GOP leaders will want to eliminate their health care centerpiece. The plan Democrats call Healthy Wisconsin would have businesses pay an average of $370 per month for each of their workers. The average employee would pay $140. Middleton Senate co-author John Erpenbach says that's less than most people are paying private insurers right now. He offered his colleagues a sales pitch that's quickly become a familiar refrain among Democrats.
What Healthy Wisconsin does for the big picture of things is it takes my health care benefit, your health care benefit, Mr. President, Governor Doyle's health care benefit, and it gives it to everybody around the state of Wisconsin.
Democrats made plenty of other changes. They boosted school aid for districts with low enrollment. They also introduced a new tax on multi-state corporations that would bring in $130 million over the next couple years. It would apply to a parent company's income, not just a subsidiary that's located in Wisconsin. Here's Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson.
We want everybody to pay their fair share. Why should they get a free ride while our working families and working and businesses in this state pay more for police protection and public education than they do?
Minority Senate Republicans could only really criticize yesterday. New Berlin GOP Senator Mary Lozick focused her attention on the taxes and the 23% spending increase proposed by Democrats to pay for their health care proposal.
Yeah, this is just not healthy for our state's economy. It is not healthy for the individual person living in this state. This health care, it's sick.
Sheboygan GOP Senator Joe Lieberman attacked the governor's proposed oil tax. Democrats increased it to generate nearly $280 million to pay for roads. The governor wants to punish oil companies who try to pass the cost on to consumers, but Lieberman says that won't be possible.
This proposal is disingenuous. It's something that's going to be passed on to the consumers, and it's a fraud because the money isn't even going to be used for the intended purpose.
Before moving the budget along to the Assembly, both sides got in a couple parting shots that may be indicative of where these budget talks are headed in coming weeks or months. Democrat Russ Decker criticized the GOP for looking to cut taxes without considering how it would hurt government services.
Now, I don't know if you've looked around here, but you lost four seats because you've become a one-issue party without a vision.
And Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald shot back that Democrats must be feeling vulnerable now that they have to promote billions in tax increases.
The majority party knows they're way out on a limb with this document today. They know they have to go back and sell it to people.
There's some truth in both statements. Senate Democrats seem perfectly content selling the idea of universal health care, and Assembly Republicans have been drumming up their own stand against new taxes. In the end, both sides will have to find a middle ground if the state of Wisconsin wants to pass a new budget. Right now, they're not even close. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.